Papa, I was saying it's been a while now since I see you, yeah? But me call you almost every day to check up on you. Me glad you're keeping up.
Thank you, me dear. God has been good to me. Me still not seeing so well, but me hearing quite all right.
That I can tell, because I still see you keeping close to your radio.
Then what you expect? How you think I know about what is going on in this country, eh? No, from me, Raja. How you think I know about all the ferry service that then soon start on the North Coast?
Ferry service? Papa, is what you're talking about. Ferry service? You sure is that you're here?
A positive, me dear.
A ferry service for visitors and locals on the island's north coast is to be introduced by February 2015. The $30 million US investment is being made by the principals of Paradise Express Ferry out of the United States, who recently signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Port Authority of Jamaica, the PAJ. The service will initially operate between the tourism centers of Ocherios, Montego Bay, and Negril.
The plans by Paradise Express to implement a high-speed catamaran ferry service on the North Coast is poised to leverage the power of speed and connectivity to bring an added dimension to our tourism, maritime, and education sectors. The Ministry of Industry, Investment, and Commerce welcomes this planned investment that will be a super attraction and exciting excursion that will enhance our world-class tourism product.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. The MOU allows for the private development of government-owned lots 15 and 22 on the Montego Bay waterfront through a long-term lease agreement to be negotiated with the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC. Paradise Ferry proposes to use the small craft jetty and terminal building at the cruise ship terminal for embarkation and disembarkation at the outset. The company will, however, construct its own terminal and permanent pier facilities, which will also serve as its Caribbean headquarters. This is scheduled to be completed by February 2015.
The big winners arising from this investment will be Jamaica's tourism industry, with a brand new attraction. The resort towns of Ocherios and Negril and the city of Montego Bay, which will benefit from the commercial and aesthetic revitalization of the Montego Bay waterfront. And of course, the people of Jamaica, who can look forward to another vacation option, jobs, and the new skills to be created from this venture.
Founder, President, and Chief Executive Officer of Paradise Ferry, Gary Johnson, says the team is looking to start detailed negotiations with the UDC towards acquiring the property in Montego Bay to build the 30,000 square foot terminal. He says the venture will generate 170 jobs in Jamaica.
We're not a cruise ship coming in, dropping people off and departing. We are here. We're buying our resources, we're buying our fuel, we're catering, security, IT. So this is a complement to the first class tourism product that is here in Jamaica.
Mr. Johnson says the terminal itself will be an attraction. He says some people might view the service as just another mode of transportation, but it will be more than just that.
It's an attraction. It's an excursion. You can take the ferry from Montego Bay to Ocherios or Montego Bay to Negril and back and see the island in a way you would never have seen before. And for that, you're going to have to be transported to and from the terminal by existing ground transportation providers.
Paradise Express Ferry hopes to transport a total of 600,000 passengers by its fifth year of operation. The company's fleet will comprise three high-speed catamaran ferries outfitted with beverage service and air conditioning.